Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be from Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33, and it reads, "Another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened." In today's text of scripture, you are confronted with something that Jesus compared the kingdom of heaven to in order to teach an important lesson. This thing is leaven or yeast. As yeast has in it the ability to affect dough and cause it to rise, so does the kingdom of heaven in every sphere it affects. Now, as a kingdom citizen, you have the capacity to bring about change in your environment or sphere of influence. My point is that the main issue in the parable is influence. The key to making a difference in the world is influence. Influence is the ability and the capacity to affect circumstances and situations with the view to effect change. You have to realize that you have capacity, and this capacity is leadership capacity, and that you've been called to be a leader starting from where you are right now. According to John C. Maxwell, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. As long as yeast is all by itself, its power is not apparent. But the moment you put it right inside dough, then you begin to experience its awesome inherent ability to affect the dough by causing it to rise. Your ability to rise up and bring order, calm, and a sense of peace will manifest best and optimally in a situation of chaos and disorder. Your ability to become a solution provider and problem solver is best appreciated right in the midst of problems, needs, and challenges. In Luke chapter 4, verse 27, Jesus said, "And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." I believe that this happened because of 2 critical influencers in the life of Naaman the Syrian. The first influencer was a young slave girl from Israel that waited on Naaman's wife when she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he will have healed him of his leprosy." The second critical influencers were Naaman's servants when they said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then, when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" You see, you can be a person of influence and positive influence at that right where you are today. You can begin right now, whether it's in your home, neighborhood, country, region, or the world at large. Right in the middle of any crisis are 2 things, and these things are danger and opportunity. While many tend to focus only on the danger, leaders see the opportunities and take advantage of them. You can rise up today from where you are and become a person of influence with what you know, what you have, and what you can do. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus Christ to be the Savior of the world, and for causing him to make a difference in the lives of men. I rise up in my leadership capacity, and to my leadership capacity in your strength and by the power of your Spirit. I decree and declare that I'm a person of influence in my world. I receive grace from you, and I'm light in someone's darkness. I am the solution to another's problem. I decree and declare that I'm a person of positive and lasting influence in my home, neighborhood, country, region, and the world at large. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. Using next steps as a subject that can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations Podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeku. Or you can copy the link and paste in your browser, and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeku, and before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.